The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Polk, Senator Trone Garriott. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Emily Vering.
This morning, I'm honored to share a prayer offered by Reverend Eric Johnson, the Director of Spiritual Care Services for Unity Point Health Des Moines. Eric is a minister in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. In addition to his administrative leadership, Eric's clinical work at the hospital's emergency call and covering the unit at Iowa Methodist Hospital with the primary COVID-positive inpatient population. Let us pray. Loving God, we are grateful for this day and for the opportunity each day that presents us to use our strength and creativity to make a difference in the lives of others. May we each be inspired this day to recognize when we are presented occasions to use our voices for positive change. As we approach a year of life together during a pandemic, we are mindful of the toll it has taken and continues to take on our society, our institutions, our friendships, and our families. We each feel the impact of a year of heightened stress in our own spirits. As we take a collective deep breath during this moment of prayer, may we feel connected by our shared condition. Please make good use of the adversity we have endured to make us more able to lead with empathy. May we appreciate how the people around us have lived under stress and yearn for renewal. We pray for inspiration and shared purpose so that together we might continue our work to overcome the pandemic, even as we lead our state in a time of rejuvenation. This we pray with hearts full of hope and spirits full of commitment. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Delaware, Senator Zumba, seek the floor?
For an announcement.
You're in order.
Thank you, Madam President. All of us work in the Senate on a daily basis, and things kind of happen somewhat automatically for us, and some things we have to work harder at than others. But there's a group of individuals here that I want to recognize today that scurry around this place somewhat silently, yet they're in front of us. We don't always thank them the way that we should. But I would like all our pages to stand up for a moment, and we would like to show you a level of appreciation this morning. You're always running for us. You're always doing things for us. You're there. You're Johnny on the call at any second. Thank you for running to my pickup a few times when I forget things. But let's just give a round of applause to our pages and thank them for all the work that they do for us every day.
For what purpose does the senator from Webster, Senator Green, seek the floor? Wrong senator from Webster, Senator Green.
Sorry, Tim. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. So tomorrow, I believe most people will be gone, but tomorrow is a special day for one of our colleagues. It's gonna be Senator Shipley's birthday. And I just wanted everybody to know that. And a week ago, I was at a honky-tonk, and I found this. It's my birthday sash, so I think he should wear it today, and tonight we're going to be celebrating for him, and everybody wish him a happy birthday.
Happiest of birthdays to you, Senator Shipley. For what purpose does the senator from Webster, Senator Kreinbrink, seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a website here if you're interested. You know, get a pen handy and a paper to write the website on. But I'd like to encourage all of us to join on a 2-1-1 virtual town hall meeting on this Thursday from noon to 12:45. The 2-1-1 is the 911 of human services. It is available to all Iowans 24/7 with trained call specialists to connect them to resources and services. This service has become a key source of information, referral, and support while serving as Iowa's official COVID hotline since March of 2020. There should have been a postcard on your in your mail or on your desk last week, but how to get into the website is www.211townhall.org. And again, it's tomorrow from noon to 12:45. Thank you, Madam President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Trone Garriott, seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Today we have a bunch of visitors that were over in the House and are wandering around the Capitol today. Waukee High School has so many championship sports teams, and all of them came to visit. So today in the Capitol is the swim team, the golf team, the cheer national champions, dance team, and boys and girls basketball. So we're very proud of all of the accomplishments our students in Waukee have made this year.
Congratulations to those student athletes at Waukee. For what purpose does the Senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Madam President, I love saying that. Am I in order for an announcement?
Senator, you are in order.
Thank you. I just want you to mark on your calendars. I know it's far ahead, and we may not be in session when this happens, but we celebrate Iowa Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day on May 7th of 2021. So this year, May 7th. They are planning to resume their traditional outdoor ceremony at the Iowa Vietnam Memorial Wall on the state capitol grounds that day over here. This will be the 14th annual celebration since the resolution was signed by the Iowa legislature in 2007. This day was set aside for Iowans to come together to recognize that all Iowa-era Vietnam vets and their families and the sacrifices they made along with survivors still dealing with issues derived from our service in the Vietnam War. Again, mark your calendar, May 7th. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions, the chair recognizes the senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan.
Following appropriations.
The chair recognizes the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kilker.
Thank you, Madam President. I move we recess till the conclusion of appropriations.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kilker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be at recess until the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee.